Welcome, Cleaning Nation, to another super amazing episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I'm so excited to hang out with you today. It is ridiculous. I get paid to hang out with the coolest people in the universe, and yet here we are. If you are serious about taking your cleaning company to the next level, getting all the good stuff that, you know, 20 years of information on how to grow packed into about 50 minutes, go to the Grow My Cleaning Company website, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the video I just made for you on the big five things you need to do to grow your cleaning company and take it to the next level. It's amazing. I spent a lot of time on it. I've got a lot of amazing feedback from you, Cleaning Nation. Check it out now, growmycleaningcompany.com. .com, wherever it is, you know how to get there. Today, we are chatting with Jared Sarbit from Picture Perfect Cleaning. Picture Perfect has been in business for just over 8 years, serving the businesses of Alberta, Canada, and they've grown to a team of over 100 people in that time. If you want to reach out to Jared and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.pictureperfectcleaning.ca. Jared, welcome to the show, my new friend.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
Glad to have you, man. And anytime I've got anyone that's cracked the 100 employee mark, give or take, in less than a decade, Cleaning Nation, I know, is going to go, what did this idiot do that I haven't done? So I'm going to give you free range before I start yapping to say anything you want to Cleaning Nation about what's worked for you, what hasn't worked, and all that good stuff.
Well, so, certainly I am an idiot, and that question about it.
I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
And that's definitely one of the things that we did do is because I am an idiot, I've always said, you know, I've surrounded myself with people that are much smarter than me, and that's why I have been successful. So you're bang on that one. But the other thing that we've done is really focus on doing what we do really well. And not trying to be everything to everyone. So we only do commercial cleaning. We don't do residential cleaning. We don't do post-construction cleaning. We don't shampoo carpets for one-off jobs unless you're our client. So, that's been kind of the core philosophy from day one, focus on what we do and do it really well and don't get distracted by all the other things trying to chase the quick dollar.
Well, I got to say, for those of you who are fans and longtime listeners for Cleaning Nation, it sounds an awful lot like the idiot host that does this thing all the time. So I was telling Jared before the show, he'd mentioned something about that. I'm like, good Lord, I'm constantly saying that same thing, and I feel like I get worn out. So when he mentioned that was one of the secrets or keys to his success, I'm like, for crying out loud, share it to my audience so I can take a break for once. And well said. I really appreciate your feedback and perspective. That said, what's going on in your world that I can help you with, my friend?
Well, we're like you said, we've had a lot of good growth, over the last 8 years, and we're at about 165 clients now, and now we're just kind of at the point where we want to take things to the next level, and we're just trying to think about how do we strategize on how to get there. When I say the next level is getting those big ticket clients, the $1 million a year contracts, the bigger sites. And so, we're confused on how we position ourselves and how we target ourselves or how to get there and where our margins need to be and all of that, just trying to wrap our minds. So I'm really looking to you to kind of give me that guidance.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is you want to take it to the next level. Your thought process is, in addition to, I don't want to say instead of, but if not instead of, in addition to, adding more clients, adding some much larger clients. Is that the right way? And if so, how? Did I totally mangle
Correct.
What you want? That's it? Okay, good.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Certainly not. We want to still growing this, with the clients we have, we still really appreciate them as well. But we also want to, get some big ticket item contracts. Exactly.
All right. Well, let me get a couple quick tidbits of information so I can give you some feedback that's actually appropriate. What's large to you? Is 5,000 large, 20,000 large, 100,000 monthly? What's big to you so we can know what we're talking about?
I would say anything, over 20,000 a month it would be in the large range for us. We have some that are right around that range right now. But I feel like we got those on good luck, and they're few and far between. So we want to get more of those.
I found in my comings and goings, the harder people work and the better, the more committed they are, the luckier they get. So I always think funny when people that bust their hump, for years go, yeah, I got real lucky. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. Lucky. Okay. We'll leave it at that. But I do get the, hey, it's not scalable. It's not repeatable. It's not dependable. Like we've gotten some, and we want more, but I can't tell you we did A, B, and C. So if we do A, B, and C again, is that kind of where we're at?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So first of all, perfect. We've got some six figure clients. They're working well. Now we want to figure out how to get more of the six figures or maybe a seven figure, right? We get something that's $100,000, $80,000 a month. We got $1 million client. Perfect. Okay. First and foremost, let's just do a quick review of something I've talked about before on the show, green, yellow, red. To be clear, because again, you made a great point of, hey, we're not wanting to abandon our current clients, the guys and gals and companies that have made us as successful as we are today. We don't want to make them feel unloved. So red would be exactly what you said. People you are not doing business with. A one-time shampoo cleaning, you know, someone in probably the United States, any residential, right? Maybe a once a month, you know, cleaning for $200, whatever that may look like. So you've got some red clients that you've clearly defined that we don't do. Fair?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Next would be yellow, which are the people we'll absolutely do. We'll take their money. No, we love them, but we're not going to spend a lot of time or any time and money, depending on how focused you want to get, on attracting them, right? So that might be, for you, anything under $2,500 a month, right? And you'll have to decide what that looks like. And then once we get into the green, this is the ones like not only do we want them, but this is where we're going to spend the bulk, if not all of our time, money, passion, focus, in growing. So is that a cool foundation to build from?
Absolutely.
Okay. Once we do that, I would even break that down into at the level that you're at into kind of AAA, AAA, or ABC. And I might have anyone that's six figures is an A. Anyone that's over a quarter million is a AAA. And then anyone's over a million is a platinum or something like that. And I might have a different marketing funnel or plan for each of those. Because if you think about it, say, you know, a little $1,000 a month client, if I said, hey, Jared, you give me 10 grand and I'll get you a client. Hopefully if you're astute, you'll go, well, hold on, tell me more about this client. I've got the 10 grand. Right. You tell me about this client. And if it's $1,000 a month, hopefully you're going to pass on that. Cause that client's going to have to stay a long time for you to make that a positive investment. However, if that's a $1.3 million a year relationship and it's a profitable one, if I say I'll give you that 10 grand, hopefully you'll be like, how many you got? Right. I got 100 grand sitting around. Let's do this. Is that a fair?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. So the way that we're going to start reverse engineering our marketing process is we might say, hey, if we on a $1,000 a month client, if we spend $1,000 to get that client, that might be well worth it, right? Because, you know, in 2 or 3 months, mm-hmm. ideally we're cash positive and we can repeat that process. For a client that's 100 grand a month, if we did spend 20 grand to get that client, that might be cash positive. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So that will allow us to create different marketing systems and plans for different customers, which make more sense. So when we do anything, whether it's search engine optimization, whether it's paid traffic, whether it's events, whether it's speaking, whether it's, I'm trying to think of direct mail, whether it's going out, flying out, or, you know, if you're just local, driving out and meeting somebody, whether it's, you know, direct mail that's sending, you know, FedEx packet. I don't know. Yeah, FedEx out there, of course. FedEx packages that have all sorts of stuff in it or custom made videos. Yeah. The level that we're going to market really depends on the person we're trying to attract. Fair?
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So once first and foremost, I started identifying, right? That's half the job is just getting that list. And I've talked about it before, the Dream 100, which I stole from Chet Holmes' Ultimate Sales Machine book, which is a great book. He talks about his Dream 100. And he talked about when he was younger, he got this gig at a magazine selling ads and how he just was the top salesperson by like 5X the first year. And the way he did that is he realized they didn't have any big ads. They didn't have any big guys that were spending 20, 30, 50 grand. And he just made a list of around 100 people that he knew would spend that, and that's all he focused on for the year, and he only got 10 of them, but those 10, each one of those was as big as most of the other guys' book of business. So when he got 10 of them, he was just crushing them. So that's probably right. Where I'd start in terms of, all right, where's my dream 100? I know these 26 guys in my area, gals, companies, whatever, have $1 million facilities management budget, so I'm gonna create a marketing plan for them that might be $1,000 each per year. Right. And if you go, if I just get one of them, that's 23 grand. If there's 23 of them in my made up scenario, I'm going to blow 23 grand on these. If I get one, it's a win. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm telling you, if you you sound like a bright guy. If you started from nothing, you got 100 employees and it's not even been 10 years yet. You got a couple brain cells rubbing together, even for a Canadian, for crying out loud.
Believe it or not.
And feel free to make fun of us dumb Americans, too.
You guys down there. Come on.
So that's the way I would probably approach it. I'd get a list of my AAA, which would be seven figures and up, my AA, which would be kind of $250 to $1 million annual, not monthly. And then my kind of just A customers, which should be anything that's six figures but under 250. And I try and get a list. I try and get a, maybe 20 or 30 in each of those categories. So I've got a dream 100. And then for that top list, I would just go apeshit. I would be like sending them cookies, you know, singing telegrams, carrier pigeons, like buying a billboard outside of their place. You can even do like, let's say it's, you know, Johnson Manufacturing is who you want to get. You could be like, Johnson Manufacturing is my new hero.com. I'd build that and send them a direct mail piece directing them to that, or why, you know, why Johnson's, I'd buy a billboard in front of their thing advertising for them. I would just think of like, how can I make this guy's life 1,000% better? So the conversation I want him to have in his mind is, son of a, pardon my language, whatever, son of a whatever, I can't even get my cleaning company who I'm paying $1 million a year to call me back, right? Or if he does, it's always complaining. This guy, I don't pay anything. He's bringing me cookies. He's putting up billboards. He's made some website. He's like, he started the Johnson Maintenance Fan Club, and it's got like 100 people in it. I don't know how the hell he did it. You know, I would get him reviews, 5-star reviews from his customers. I would just find ways to make this guy's life amazing. And at some point, he's going to go, well, for crying out loud, why am I giving these idiots $1 million a year? I'm giving you nothing, and you're like making my – if this is how good my life is just with you wanting me to be my client, what if I was actually your client? Good Lord, I couldn't even imagine. And then I would do a shrunken down version of that for the tier two, the 250 to probably $1 million per year, and then a shrunken down version of that for the 100 to 250, and then I'd continue with whatever you're doing below that because it seems to be working. Is that too much, too little? Give you a good start?
No, I think that's an excellent start. You know, it comes back to budget, and we'd have to determine, exactly what the return on investment potentially could be, and what we're willing to allocate to those big clients. Yeah, that's really good.
Cool. Let me give you a couple more things, and we'll hit the lightning round. I'll shut up and give you a chance to share with the audience here. First and foremost, a couple of questions that I'd ask you off air, kind of if we were one on one, but not to be dealt with on a podcast. A, how did those larger clients fit into your larger vision? So many clients just want to get bigger, right? When I'm like, what's your goal? They're like, I want to get bigger. Well, okay, if you grow $1 next month, that's bigger. What do you really, I'd like to double, but I don't want to stop at that. I'll do more than that. Well, okay, but we can't just be like as big as possible. That's a ludicrous goal. So we have to have something specific. So hopefully you've got a vision that you can patch this into. I kind of answer the second question first, which is how would I do it? Let's just go back and hit the should I do it real quick. If it fits in and it's the straightest line to get to your vision and what you really want this company to accomplish for you, then yes. If it's not, then no. But you have to hold it up through that filter before you can make a educated decision. Any thoughts or feedback there? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes completely sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Last thing I want to hit you with, because I did very well in a construction company with this very business model, and I think it could serve you as well. I had a construction company. We made shade structures. I know, I'm guessing in Canada, you're like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. In the in Australia, South Africa, through the kind of bottom, the hot part of the United States, Arizona, California, Florida, all throughout the coast, there's these big shade structures. You know, our average project was probably $100,000, so pretty large. These aren't like awnings. You know, these are big shade structures. And we get to the point where it sounds like it's probably similar to where you're at, where we were big enough we could take on these $500,000, $1 million projects because we had the bonding, we had the experience, we'd done enough. And most, you know, that eliminated 85% of the competition. They were just too little. They couldn't take it on. It wouldn't make any sense. The governments or architects wouldn't hire them. But we were so much smaller than the other people in that universe. So they'd have 30 architects that they paid $3 million a year on staff just to do their stuff. We subbed out our architect, so we were able to, we were big enough to qualify, but I don't want to say barely, but at the bottom end of that, right? So we eliminated a bunch of the competition, but we were so much smaller and thinner than our next biggest company was like $100 million company. We were much smaller than that. So we could really price it in a way that we just crushed them, right? We needed, their overhead was so big, they just, to take on these big projects, they had to just charge a ton, and we didn't. And we were so profitable, it's embarrassing. So all that to say, that's probably if you and I were partners for some reason, I woke up in your shoes, that's what I'd be looking for is, okay, what are the biggest contracts I can qualify for? Because a lot of times you're like, oh, it's going to be, the margins will be low. They don't have to be low. You just have to get in a space where everyone else that's doing it has massive overhead, so the prices are just high. And you're like, well, I don't have that kind of overhead, but I can still handle the work. And you can just, that little niche can be ultra profitable. So that's probably the last piece of feedback I have. Any questions, comments, needs, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round? I give you your chance.
No, No, that's really good. Yeah, I'm ready for the lightning round.
Let's hit it, baby. Cleaning Nation, as we are heading into the lightning round, I want to take another second to invite you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I'm constantly getting people going, where do I start? What do I do? How do I get involved? Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the video. It's totally free, so it doesn't even cost you anything, and it's just my best stuff all at once. So go there, check it out. You'll get all sorts of value. That said, let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. Jared is going to give three amazing, albeit Canadian, answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
Best piece of advice, eh? Well, I would say build systems. You know, everything should be systematized. You know, as important as our people in our business, in the janitorial world is, and it certainly is extremely important. If you don't have great systems for the great people, you know, you really don't have anything. And if you want to take it to the next level, you know, really grow, you know, as we have in the 8 years that we've been in business, have great systems right off the onset, right from the beginning, build them in. It's probably one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever gotten, and it certainly has helped us quite a bit.
And the data backs you up, Jared. People pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for franchises, which is really just a set of systems. And the data shows that franchises have, I think, less than a 10% failure rate in the first 5 years. And I think unfranchised businesses with no system is reversed. There's like a 90% failure rate. So not only is that good advice, but there's plenty of data to back up that following a proven roadmap can save you time, headache, stress, and ultimately, you know, save your business. So excellent advice. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from Jared and not do that thing?
Okay. Biggest mistake. Not everyone would agree with this, but biggest mistake for us was taking on restaurants for cleaning. And because they were, you know, they're low profit margins, tough hours. And my background is restaurants prior to starting the business. So that's kind of where we started. You know, obviously some people might want a niche into restaurants, and that's totally okay. But we found that it really took us away from being able to focus on growth. We were spending, you know, 80% of our time on restaurants, and, you know, tough hours. We don't make a lot of money. And so it's a really tough client. So yeah, that would be probably our biggest mistake personally. Now we have no restaurants, I'm proud to say.
Well, and no one could argue with you that it was your biggest mistake. It's you get to be that opinion. So far be it for me to argue, right. And I would agree with tough hours. I would agree with very dirty, tough to staff. There's a lot of problems with restaurants. The one thing I want to give you, Cleaning Nation, anyone that's in that niche or thinking about being that niche, the only thing I disagree with Jared is I wouldn't even disagree. I would just add an asterisk. They don't have to be unprofitable. So absolutely, they can be cheap. They can be whatever, but that doesn't mean they have to be. You can set it up in such a way, which is, think about it. They have massive pain. No one wants to come at 2 a.m. or midnight or whenever they close. No one wants to deal with the grease. No one wants to deal with 7 days a week. No one wants to deal with a lot of the nonsense. And a lot of the bigger boys won't, like Jared's like, I pass, which is fine. That's great. But again, there's just the same opportunity I mentioned to Jared, like, hey, you're kind of at that level where other people won't do it or can't do it. And you can, there's opportunity for you folks just starting out. Restaurants could be, if you set it up right and make sure that they're profitable, and you're not doing the low price game, they could be an opportunity. I personally don't like them. I wouldn't do them, but that doesn't mean there's no opportunity. Is that fair, Jared?
Absolutely. 100%. And I can credit restaurants for launching our business too, because they were our first clients. So no question that they played a role in getting us to a point that we were. So you're right. It's not 100% regretful. I shouldn't say that.
Well, they're not for all people at all times, just like anything, right? There's no perfect niche. Like, if this is the right niche, if it was, I promise I'd tell y'all. There's just niches that have different problems. And Jared respectfully is like, these problems, I don't like middle of the night. I don't like these people. I don't want to deal with their problems. No problem. Great feedback. Last question. Favorite book. I don't know if they're in English up there or Canadian, how they work. So you might have to get a translation.
They write books in Canadiana.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So if you don't speak that, you could maybe go on Amazon and get the English version so we could all.
Exactly. No, favorite book, and you kind of alluded to one of the philosophies earlier, is E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber.
Great book.
And talking about systems, it was kind of our roadmap for our business. When we read it at the very beginning of our business, both my partner and I read it, and it really encouraged us to build systems from the beginning, working on the business, not in the business. And of course, that's hard at the beginning, but if you keep building the systems as you go, you eventually kind of slowly start moving away from in and more and on. Yep. And E-Myth really helped us guide us through that.
That book is a perennial all-star, so thank you for bringing it up again on the show, because it's great. All right, I'm going to give you a bonus question. It's not on there. I just am curious. Are you going to the ISSA event this year? We're recording this August 2018, the Dallas event, which I will be at. I'm going to release details of how we can connect. We're going to have a party. It's going to be a whole thing, but I'm not telling you guys about that yet. But will you be there, Jared? You're going to have a beer together.
You know what? To be determined. You asking that definitely makes me want to be there even more. We've been talking about it, and to be determined. But if I go, I will certainly let you know, Mike.
Done and done, baby. Look, always looking forward to hanging out with Clean Nation. So much more fun than over the phone. All right, Jared, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your story, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Jared's show notes page, the new video I made for you, hundreds and hundreds of blogs, videos, podcasts, resources to grow your cleaning company. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.